I have a general idea how old I was, because I was living in San Antonio, Texas at the time, and not that far from our house, I mean it was a walk, was a swimming pool. And I took swimming lessons during those years, and I wanted to jump off the diving board. Now, you have to understand, I don't like heights. Yeah, what am I thinking? So, what's even worse is, when you go into the pool, you don't wear glasses. Now, maybe in your home and in your private pool, you might get away with wearing glasses, but back then, you weren't supposed to bring any glass object into the pool area, and my glasses, my lenses were glass. We didn't have the high-tech stuff like we have now. Well, I could see the ladder, and I got up, and I have no idea how high this ladder was, the high ladder. There was a low ladder, but this one had to have been 100 feet above the pool. And I get to the edge, I mean, I just don't run out there and go off the end, and I get to the edge and I look down and there's these blurs swimming around. I can't see individual eyes and noses and smiles and fingers pointing. If they were doing that, I just see blurs. And I thought, what am I doing up here? Have you ever had moments like that in your life? What am I doing here? When whatever is happening in our life, whatever we're seeing, it seems so far away, so dangerous, so nuts, just plain nuts. What am I doing here? Today's lesson helps us with that perspective about the power of faith. But with our human eyes, with our intellect, there's things that we can't comprehend. There's things we don't understand. There's things that we can't grasp. There's things we don't even see the detail. And the blurry vision that we have, according to our flesh, it means nothing. And no wonder we become afraid. Well, the rest of the story is I climbed down. I did not jump that day. Eventually, I jumped. I am nuts. You all knew that. But that time, I chickened out, and I climbed down because it was not something that I could trust, that the water was still there. Because by my eyesight, I couldn't tell. Look at the lesson in Hebrews on your bulletin. In that first sentence, it's for us in the high dive of our life. It's for us in what we think we know, what we think we trust, what we think we believe. It's for us, but not according to our humanness. Not according to the flesh. It's for us as God's people. It is a game changer, this thing called faith. That first sentence. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. There are so many things in life that we think we see, and we think we understand, and we think we know, and then eventually we find, well, I guess I was wrong. There's so many things in life that we think we have figured out, and we think we have solved, and we're still surprised when they fall apart. I guess I was wrong. And there's so many things in our life that when we look in the past, our journey of life, we interpret certain ways. We understand them in a certain manner. And if you get far away enough from that history, sometimes more detail comes out. And all of your conclusions, or some of them, get tweaked and corrected. Have you noticed how people talk about three subjects and they argue? Now, you would think there's two subjects, religion and politics, right? There's three subjects. I have a list. We talk about the past and the interpretation of what those events meant. We talk about the present, which is really a short subject, because as soon as you talk about it, those minutes have passed, right? Now it's over. And then we talk about the future, the things that will happen, what we think will happen, what we're pretty sure will happen, and then they don't. We draw conclusions based on data that our mind, our human brain, filters, categorizes, and shapes and forms. So there's a story. And when I read this story, I thought, boy, that's pretty cool. A little boy for Christmas wanted a bike. He told everybody he wanted a bike for Christmas. He told grandma and grandpa on both sides. He told any aunt and uncle who would listen, did you know I want a bike for Christmas? He told his mom and dad every morning, Mom, I want a bike for Christmas. Dad, every night. Bedtime prayers, I'm praying for a bike, God. Please give me a bike. Well, his dad thought he would teach him a lesson, and he got a big box. A box that looks like it holds a bicycle. And he wrapped it up and he put it under the Christmas tree. And he told his son, don't touch. If you touch it, you'll lose everything that's in it. Now, if that kid was me, I would have been up at 2 a.m. with a knife cutter opening the box, and I would have meticulously rewrapped it. If that was me. Well, the boy endures, and it's frustrating, and it gets to Christmas morning, and he opens the box, and it's empty. That's why I said, this is a cruel story. And the kid goes ballistic. His life is over. Nobody loves him because nobody got him a bike, right? I don't know if you've ever had anything that you wanted so passionately, like for maybe your birthday or, you know, Christmas or some special occasion, and when it didn't happen, and what happens to your heart, it just plummets. And when you don't get what you want, you don't see anything except hurt. You are the kid on the high dive looking down with no glasses, and there's nothing for you. Well, the father went out to the garage and brought in a bike. He had gotten him a bike. Now, in this story, I'm not sure what lesson the father wanted to teach. Are you? I mean, if you were going to preach the rest of this sermon, what would you do with a story like that? So you can think about it and send me an email. I won't wait for the rest of the sermon to do the email, by the way. So, but what happened is, have you ever thought that God was like that? The Father promises, the Father promises, the Father promises, and it doesn't seem to come. The Father speaks about how this will be, how it will be, what will happen, and it doesn't seem to take place. And after enough of that, when our life feels like all we're getting is an empty box, it's almost like we walk away. We walk away from God. This chapter in the Hebrews, in the letter to the Hebrews, is a message how God had people open up a box that was amazing. How God kept his promise. You have this list. You have Adam and Eve's son, Abel, and how God gave him a gift, accepted his offering. You have Noah in the days of the ark and the flood and wickedness that was abounding all over the place. And I could imagine how Noah might have felt. There was nobody righteous. Remember the day? Nobody righteous. Wow. It's not his box was empty, the world was empty. The world that God ruled over, and Noah walked. And then God had him build the ark. And you have Enoch, and you have Abraham, and you have this great history referred to about people who had faith, who believed. And when the box appeared empty, they still believed. And the question is how they did that. And there's 2 points. Faith looks at something that is invisible that God says he sees. Faith enables us to trust what God says, what God sees that we don't see. Because God says that if God sees it, it's got to be real. The God who created the world out of nothing is the God who says there's a heavenly kingdom. He sees it. He knows it. He has it. He rules over it as he does over earth. God sees this. I don't see heaven. So faith is that which trusts the invisible. Now the invisible is more than just heaven. The invisible is the fact that Christ died and that price, okay, that price paid for my sins. You and I have cash transactions, debit card, credit card transactions. We can go to the store and we can do this business and we can pay it and we see the bill, and when the bill gets paid, we see the balance, zero. We see this, we get it. And if we don't pay it, the debt accumulates. We see that too. But when it comes to our sin, we don't see where it went. And in our humanness, there are times when our sinful nature says, I wonder if he really forgave that one. That one was bad. I mean, you messed up, right? And then you've done the really messed up kind of stuff. We don't see it. The cross is no longer there. Jesus Christ is risen. It's invisible. He's glorified. He's in heaven. I can't see that. And yet faith holds on to something that is very tangible, Christ Jesus our Lord. And it's invisible at the same time. And the debt is paid. And we have been reconciled to God. And then the second thing is faith is something that sometimes we hold on to. Are we reminded faith holds on to us? Maybe you know the day when you had faith first, and maybe it was as an infant and you don't remember that day, and it was in the sacrament of baptism. The invisible is connected to the visible, the water. The water and the word and the Holy Spirit creates faith in your heart. You can't look. I've peeked. I don't see it. I see black shirt. Faith is there because God says, I see it. I put it there. The beauty of faith is it's something that God gives and God does. It's not resting on you. It's not resting on your accomplishment. It's not resting on your muscles. And the older I get, the less this bulks up. Not that it ever bulked up. About the power of God. And the power of God strengthens us to endure. So maybe you've known somebody who, like the people in scriptures, who by faith endured something very difficult, something very challenging. In our own congregation, right here among us, we have people that have endured cancer. We have endured, people have endured grief, the loss of a loved one. People have endured the awkwardness, the hardship of unemployment. People have endured, just the list goes on and on. And by faith, people have held on to the comfort and the promise and the peace of God in Christ. And they took a step every day in and day out Sometimes it was a struggle, and other times the step was huge. And yet, as the scripture says, we walk by faith, not by sight. Sometimes we want faith to be something different, like a magic potion. You know, the latest, greatest, what is it called? CBD cream, you know? That if you put it on your hands, I have arthritis, if I put it on my hands, the arthritis goes away, you know, instantly. We want faith like that. And there are times that faith brings the miracle. But I wonder if the norm for the child of God isn't that it's the miracle, it's the perseverance. It's the enduring the things of life in this world, in the chaos and in the brokenness, that we still go on living in Christ Jesus our Lord, and we have hope. No matter how bad it gets, how hard it is, how tormented it is, we have hope. Because the one who I can't see, God the Father, sent his Son, who I no longer see, I hear about him in the Word, who has prepared a place for me in a place that I can't see, and has given me a Spirit whom I can't see. And yet, by his grace, I believe. Faith is the gift to believe the invisible and to hold on to it, knowing that God has a hold on you. Amen.